the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Myths that people still believe. Many of them you may have been taught, or not necessarily taught in school, but told by an adult who believed it to be true.
Yes.
Misinformation travels very fast.
Yeah, there's one in particular. It's the one that showed up even like in the link that we had, and I go, wait, what?
Yeah. How do dogs and their vision work? Do you know?
I mean, not exactly, but this is what was always taught to me, and I think every single other person. Animals don't see color. Like, they
that
don't.
Is, well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's all animals. I think, but dogs. Yeah, I would certainly.
I mean, I know.
I learned that they were colorblind.
That is, well, colorblind is sort of right. Black and white is the myth. They do see colors, just not as many as we do. They basically have red-green color blindness.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. What causes arthritis? Popping your knuckles?
No.
That was one everyone believed, though.
I know, for so long.
I always thought that.
That myth has been busted.
Yeah, that has been busted a while ago. Yeah.
But I bet there's...
I just hate hearing it now.
I bet parents still tell their kids that because they want them to stop making that noise because it annoys them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I think that's possible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
God, quit it. You're going to mess up your joints.
Like whenever we would do stupid voices as kids, my mom would always say, if you keep doing that, your voice is going to stick like that.
She did?
Yeah.
I never heard voices.
I thought it was only faces.
Faces, yeah.
So if we did a voice like this, be like, if you don't stop doing that, your voice is going to stick like that.
Then you just go, is that what happened to you?
Jeez.
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, back talk.
Yeah, roasted parent.
Learn to back talk your parents. That's the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't need to teach them that.
Yeah.
It comes natural to
that's
all of us.
That's a good comeback, though, guys.
There are people that will absolutely claim the next one is true and that it happened to them. And that is that there is dye in pool water that detects urine, particularly public pools.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that for a long time. Because every kid is taught that. And obviously, it's a ploy just to keep you from being in the pool.
Right.
I think that's a good lie to tell children. The less pee that can be in a pool, the better.
Yeah.
I never got that one as a kid. I heard it as a teenager, and that's what made me believe it, because that's new. Like, and that must be something new.
And that is the crap. Age it would humiliate you more.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
How do taste buds work?
I don't know, they're just there, and you have different sides of your tongue that taste different things is what I was told.
That's what we were taught.
You have different,
like the left
yes.
side the sweet zone. And one side is the salty.
What? I've never heard that.
Well, that's because they started teaching the truth at some point.
Yeah.
I remember the textbooks. Like, they had the zones, and the teacher would sitting up in front and saying, okay, now, you may not do it on purpose, but your body will naturally push a food that has that taste to a part of your tongue. And I was like, really? I could never feel
that. Yeah, I don't know why that would be taught. Like, why put it in a textbook if the science is wrong? I mean, I guess unless the science was legit wrong for that amount of time, but I don't know. Did they just discover that a few years ago?
I think it's been debunked for quite a while. There are no taste zones on the human tongue. That is not a real thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody has seen that.
But don't your taste buds change over time, too? Don't they change with, like, hormones and things, too? So
I don't know.
They become breasts, bigger breasts.
Yes. You get nipples on your
puffier.
Tongue.
Yeah. You develop.
You can milk your tongue.
That probably is true, though.
I wonder if that's just another one of the myths, though.
Mm, probably. I haven't gotten nipples on my tongue yet.
Yeah.
Can you milk my tongue?
I've got a tongue.
Do taste buds
have nipples?
Change.
What if all your taste buds zoomed in were just a bunch of tiny little nipples?
Oh, wow. That would be mind-blowing.
Isn't it weird?
So there is a myth that the taste buds change every 7 years. But this is the truth. Taste buds naturally expire and regenerate like any other cell in the body. Yeah. Around the age of 40, the process slows down, so while the buds continue to die off, fewer grow back. Fewer taste buds mean blander taste and a different combination of activated cells when we experience a food.
Well, that's perfect because every old person at some point is told that you can't eat salt. You have to eat only bland foods. So I guess if it start dying off early, you get used to it. Mm-hmm.
Humans are born with 10,000 taste buds, most of which are located directly on the tongue. These taste buds help us enjoy the five primary tastes, blah, blah, blah.
So my taste is going to be diminished a bit since I clipped off that one taste bud on the end of my tongue.
Oh, yeah. You won't be able to taste sweet things anymore.
Now that you're knocking on the door of 40, Steve, you might not be so willing to chop them off.
Yeah.
You know, you might start looking at like your fingers. Oh, you have a bad finger. You don't just cut it off. You try to
get it better. As many as you can.
Now, was the new myth that your butt has taste buds, or was the myth just that your butt is made of the same meat as your mouth?
Oh, I thought it was that your balls had taste buds. Like you could rub
that's what
peanut
it was.
Butter on your balls and taste.
Oh,
it
that's
in your
what
mouth.
They were saying. And
I wish I had balls.
That is not true.
Are you sure?
Yes, it is.
Somebody
totally
called and
true.
Said they dipped their balls in hot sauce.
Definitely
or something.
True. That is definitely true.
Yeah, if you put your balls in hot sauce.
Yeah, if you put your balls in any pungent food, you'll be able to taste it.
Yep. To me, these balls are perfect. How much of your brain do we use? How much of your brain do you use?
The movie Powder said 11%.
I was going to say, didn't we always learn like 10% or something?
I remember the trailer for the movie Powder. It was like, science says you only use 11% of your brain, but imagine if you used 100, and then it showed them like, I don't know.
Floating.
Yeah, like throwing forks with the brain.
Yes, totally. If you used all of it, you'd realize even before you got here that this is a lackluster movie.
I never saw Powder. It did not look fun to me. I did see Limitless, though. I think that was the same
is
thing.
That like the updated Powder?
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper
more handsome.
A lot better than that ghost.
Yeah, they couldn't ugly him up for
He's tanned and haired.
Powder was, that was a sad movie, man.
Oh, it was sad, yeah.
Everything. About a special guy who gets bullied and then has to.
Well, here comes
forks.
Some spoilers. So Powder.
It was like E.T., but without a happy ending.
Powder's mom died when she was struck by lightning trying to get to a storm cellar. And then he was born because she was pregnant when she got hit by lightning. The lightning caused him to be born pure white and have exaggerated powers. And so he lived mostly as a hermit, even though they made him go to school and read lots of books. So he was wicked smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know a lot about Powder.
I watched the movie.
You remember a lot more
25 years
ago. I would have.
And so then when he got
bald and
when they made him go to school, the other kids started to bully him because he was different.
That's
how it works in movies and life.
And
so then to get back at them, he made everything go magnetic and he thought it was going to win them over. Like they'd be like, wow, cool trick. Really, really white guy?
Oh, no. I'll bet.
Instead, it made potatoes fly on the bully after he built a tower of forks and spoons, and then it just got worse.
He did bring a deer back to life, though, right?
Yeah, that was when they tried
That's the part that made it was like E.T., because he was pale and dying, and E.T. just brought a flower back to life.
Some local toughs decided to fix Powder by making him do manly things to go out and shoot deer. They thought that would turn him into a man instead of a pale pussy willow.
Like in Bruno when they go when he goes camping with those three hunters. Yes.
So then when they shoot a deer, Powder is next to the deer feeling tremendous empathy. I don't remember if they actually call him Powder or not, but the hunter is like, get off that deer. We're going to shoot it and put it out of its misery. And then he grabs the hunter's hand while touching the deer, and the hunter is then able to feel everything that the deer is feeling.
Wow.
And he goes pale and falls to the ground in shock.
I need to see Powder.
No.
I think now we all have to watch it.
You know what's going to happen? Your kids are going to really like that movie.
No, there's no chance.
They're going to watch it every day now.
They are not. Oh, God.
Not after the Cold Train show.
Cold Train show? Are you thinking of Polar Express?
Polar Express.
The Cold Train show.
We do not use just 10% of our brain. We use much, much more of it. I wish it was just 10%. That would give me some hope for improvement. But
now, again,
this is maxed out.
Remember, those of you listening, this is all just on average. Some of you are far lower.
Yeah.
There was another brain myth. It was that your brain stops making cells or something along those lines. Like if you lose those cells from whatever.
Booze.
I mean, yeah, booze.
That's what they're mostly
booze. Yeah, they were like, you lose them forever.
Killing your brain cells.
Yeah, and I think that is that was a myth. I believe your brain continues to make new brain cells.
I believe it does.
Time.
Yeah, I think it might slow down over time, just like everything else.
I believe
like our cellular, you don't
We degenerate.
That's not
well.
To say go booze.
No.
And just wade into it because it does make some permanent changes at a certain point.
No, yeah, but I mean, it can make your liver turn into a rock and fall out and you not die. Great. But.
No, but I think I thought of that because it seems like that would have been like a dare threat, you know, like a, you know, if you do, if you just smoke one Mary Jane, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your brain melts.
Do you know how many brain cells a joint kills? I don't have a clue. I feel like my brain's doing exercise when I'm stoned, so I feel like I'm remaking them.
Swallowed gum does not remain in your stomach for 7 years. And I don't think anyone's believed that in a long, long time.
No.
Oh, I disagree. I'll bet there's a lot of people that still believe that. Yes.
I mean, you could see it in the turd when it pops out.
I mean, yeah, I mean, hydrochloric acid in your stomach is pretty much going to, you know, it's going to wear things out mostly and pass it, unless it's corn. That comes out.
Shaving an area does not make the hair grow back thicker.
Yeah, I
otherwise
learned that
I would have an award-winning beard.
Yeah, I learned that a long time ago, much to my chagrin, when my beard never got cooler.
And if I start to bald, I would shave my head a lot to make the hair grow back thicker.
What about another hair-related one I remember hearing was if you shave your eyebrows, it would take like 5 years for them to grow back or something.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
I think it takes a while, but
I
think
it could depend on the person, too.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. It takes less and less time to replace those the older you get.
Yeah,
because my God, well, until I was about 30 or 35, I didn't have to trim eyebrows. And now I do, and they come back fast.
I used to shave my arms, and my mom would always say to me, like, you know, that's just going to grow back quicker. I think it's just because she wanted me. I am obsessed with shaving. I shave every time I get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I don't shave my arms anymore, but when I first started shaving, I was just like, yep, shave my arms too. But I don't even have, it's not like I have dark arm hair. You can't even see my arm hair. It's practically clear. But everyone started saying that to me. Friends who found out, like, you shave your arms, it's going to come back thicker. And I'm like, no, I don't know who told you that. It feels so nice when it's smooth, though.
Yeah, right?
It was this, like, weird obsession I have for a real long time.
It's not great when it comes back, though.
It is a little, it's like you constantly have goosebumps if somebody touches you, but they're prickly goosebumps.
Here's another hair myth. Now, I got this. I only learned this from reading it in books, but no matter how much you touch yourself, your palms won't get hairy.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
Mm-mm. No.
Did believe it, though.
Yeah.
Was willing to live with the risks.
I definitely was. I'm like, I'll shave those. I don't care.
Yeah. You don't need to wait 24 hours before reporting a missing person. I think circumstances probably matter.
Yeah.
So do they...
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, like
you can report
child.
Them, but... Do they start looking, or is it 24 hours before they get out?
I don't know. I think the 24 hours might just be for TV.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I think a lot of it is circumstance. I think a lot of it is circumstance.
Like if you can't call and go, "Hey, my dad was going to go to the grocery store, and that was an hour ago, and he didn't come back yet."
No,
like that doesn't count. But if
a child, if you can't find them for 30 minutes or something, yes, you can call and try to get help. I mean,
should you go swimming right after eating?
You're supposed to wait. It was like 15 minutes or 25 minutes or something.
That is a myth, according to this.
Huh. I mean, I certainly don't really feel like being too active right after I ate. Like, I like to give it a little time, but not just swimming, all activities.
I feel like that one is maybe like, don't then swim laps. Don't Michael Phelps right after eating. It's not going to feel great.
But. I mean, really, if you eat a big meal and go swimming or jump on a treadmill or go for a run or play basketball, it's not going to feel great no matter what you're doing.
No, exactly.
What color is your blood inside your body before it's exposed to oxygen?
Oh, blue, of course.
Yeah.
Red. It is red. That is a myth. What has a cleaner mouth? Using Joe as an example, along with his dog, Joe or Clarence?
Joe.
Or the human or the dog in any instance?
I would have to think Joe, because he can't put his tongue on himself and he doesn't go into his yard and eat turds as far as I'm aware. But
I can't put my tongue to myself for sure.
It is definitely the human mouth that is cleaner than the dog mouth. But a lot of people believe that, so that's why they let their dog eat their face.
Wait, what? Really? I would have never thought. I've never heard that, and I never would have thought that.
Oh, I remember people saying that all the time. Dogs have cleaner mouths than humans.
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
Those are the people that think it's okay to let their dog's tongue go into their mouth.
Yeah.
It's an excuse for themselves. Because, anyone who's ever had a dog sees them on a regular basis toss their salad.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I've never seen genitals? A dog do? Brush its teeth or wash its paws.
Yeah.
They're filthy animals.
They're great, though.
They're great. Yeah, they're the best.
I don't mind their dirty mouth. I don't like. Dirty. I don't want them to lick my face or anything, but I don't care about the rest of it.
I'm going
to
spend the next commercial break on PetFinder.com looking at dogs that I can't have, because now that we've talked about how gross they are, all I can think about is how badly I want one. So there's that.
Why can't you have it?
Because I don't have a fenced-in backyard, and I need a fenced-in backyard. But I just have so much love to give.
Well, you'd think you'd be able to love taking the dog out on a leash.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody that has a dog has a fence.
But yeah, by all means, let him get
free beer or I.
Yeah, I don't have a fence.
I know, but I grew up with dogs that were always outside.
Well,
and
nothing
sounds like you just don't want to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
No, I do want to pay attention to them. I just don't want them to be forced to sit inside. They're an animal. They want to be outside.
The harsh needle of death is penetrating more necks right now. But yeah, you worry about getting a fence.
Oh, my God.
That hurt.
By all means, make sure you do it the way you always did. Yeah. Go to sleep. You're only 8 months. But
no,
we couldn't find someone. I know you wanted to have a long life, but Kelly wants a fence. See you later, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw him in the dumpster with four other dogs. They had to do the same thing, too.
It's okay. All dogs go to heaven.
No, they don't. Nope. They go to the Rainbow Bridge.
And not the ones who weren't loved.
Which is a landfill south of town.
Rainbow Bridge landfill for dogs.
This is awful. And I
the largest dog retirement community in the U.S.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.